This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the election is not just an election to form a government, but this election is to make a developed India. In the last 5 years, India has become the fifth largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the election rally in Saharanpur today in support of the BJP candidate from Saharanpur, Raghav Lakhanpal, and the party's Kairana candidate Pradeep Chaudhary. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present on the occasion. Akashwani correspondent reports that speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that if the intention is right, then the results are right. BJP government works without any discrimination. We want our policies to reach everyone, and for this we have worked for 10 years, that is the real secularism and social justice. Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years, the government has continuously worked for the development of farmers. Talking about vocal for local, he praised the One District, One Product scheme. He added that what you have seen so far is just a trailer. A lot more needs to be done for a developed India. Senior BJP leader and CM Yogi Adityanath said that we are fortunate that we have seen a new India, which is becoming known as a global leader. He added, today India is known for this world-class infrastructure and India is giving the model of development to the world. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Pushkar in Ajmer district of Rajasthan. This rally is being organized in support of the BJP candidates of Ajmer and Pushkar. This is the third public meeting of Mr. Modi for the Lok Sabha elections in the state. On the other hand, Congress is holding a big public meeting today in Jaipur regarding its manifesto, Nyay Pratha. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior party leaders Sonia Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi have reached Jaipur to address this rally. Many other senior leaders of Congress, including Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa, Ashok Gehlot and Pramod Tiwari, are also participating in this public meeting. Three Naxalites of the banned CPI Maoist party were killed in an alleged exchange of fire with security forces in a dense forest of Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district bordering Telangana this morning. According to a police official, the encounter took place in the Pujari Kankar forest along the interstate border in the Mulugi district of Telangana. A team of greyhounds, Telangana's elite anti-Naxal forces, noticed the Naxalites while combing the forest area after receiving the discreet information. The encounter between them resulted in the death of three Naxalites. The Greyhounds police recovered one AK-47, one LMG and a 12-bore gun. One of the deceased, Santosh alias Sagar, was the DVCM commander and hailed from Ankushapur village of Jaishankar, Bhopal Pali district, said police sources. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two key conspirators in West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar blast case that killed three persons in December 2022. NIA, in a statement today, said that the accused were arrested amid stiff resistance from an unruly crowd in the state's East Medinipur district. One team member of NIA suffered minor injury and the agency's official vehicle was also damaged as some miscreants in the crowd assaulted them. The aggressive crowd tried to stop the NIA team and its security component from moving towards Bhupati Nagar police station to complete the arrest formalities. The NIA has lodged a complaint against the local police station in this regard. The arrested individuals were identified as Balai Charan Maiti and Manubrata Jana. The two men had actively participated in the conspiracy to manufacture and explode crude bombs to spread terror. A Delhi court has extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Delhi Deputy CM Manish Sisodia till 18th of this month in the money laundering case related to the Delhi Excise Policy Scheme case. Special Judge Kaveri Bhavija of Rose Court extended the AAP leader's judicial custody today after he was produced before the court on the expiry of his judicial custody granted earlier. AAP leader Sanjay Singh, a co-accused of the case, also appeared before the court for the proceedings. Sanjay Singh recently got bail by the Supreme Court in this case. The Central Bureau of Investigation as well as Enforcement Directorate have charged AAP leaders with involvement in irregularities in the excise policy leading to losses for the state exchequer. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security forces yesterday foiled an infiltration attempt of terrorist by Sabura Nala along the line of control in the Uri sector of Baramulla in North Kashmir and killed two intruders. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.